kumaliza magonjwa na mambo ya deaths na mortality.
Mm.
Si wanasiasa wanafanyaga kunilia watu sanduku na kuwapea gari ya kuwapeleka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ni kuunderstand why are these people dying. They lack proper hospitals. Get funding. Mi ni mtu na global network.
Mm.
If I tell you the things that I was going to do in Starehe, Starehe people lost me. I didn't lose Starehe. That's why I didn't vie last elections.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I swear, I'm telling you, they needed me well, more than I need the seat.
So, nuna feel tuneza tumiaje hii TikTok na hii debate ya TikTok kufanya like the youth ama Gen Z kuwa more politically involved. Kusoja kuna bado watu wana grow up wakifikiria politics ni pale, sisi ni hapa. Hawajui politics ndio reason TikTok ina exist, ndio reason kuna policies. Facebook, kuna Twitter. Kusoja kuna countries zingine hata hapa East Africa, zile kama Uganda. Uganda siya uzimaga hizi vitu during elections.
Yes.
But Kenya, they don't zima because of the politics of the past. Yes. You know? So na filaje tunza fanya ku involved.
Hii generation hawa tu yetu kwa hapa nyuma inafaa tuzidi kuwaongelesha.
Yeah, yeah.
On a personal level, mimi nilikuwa napuuza TikTok.
Yeah.
To be honest, nimeingia TikTok kama 1.5 months ago.
Oh, okay.
After
okay.
doing an extensive research, nika realize kumbe hapa ndio watu especially wako. Generation iko. Na nime join juzi.
Yeah.
Na nimeona in about 3 weeks nishapata followers unaelekea karibu 10,000. Views ya content nimekuwa nikifanya. Naona kuna videos zimeenda kama 250,000, 150,000.
Yeah.
Inamaanisha they are buying the message. So that means tukizidi kuongelesha they will understand. Let me tell you. Politics dictates the lives of each and every person in that area or that country. Sheria ni kama Bible. Unaga pastor akipreach ama imam anagaidiwa na ile Quran.
Yeah.
Umenipata? Na Quran inagaidiwa na the Islam faith.
Yeah.
Bible inagaidiwa na the Christian faith.
Yes.
Constitution ya inchi inagaidiwa na the politics of that country. So politics is very important. And you say tunasema one of the important things lazima tufanye as young people in politics or in leadership. Sasa mpaka tujipange tukuje hata na outfit yetu as a political party. Where we can make sure we even have representatives wa Gen Z.
Yeah.
Remember this generation. They are so different in thinking. They are even so different that they speak a language our fathers don't understand.
Yes.
E, mi hata zingine unipiga chenga.
Shengtezo na shembeteng.
Rambatada.
Yeah, yeah,
shembetesi. Unajua saa ingine unapata moja, ingine inapote. And we have to admit that it's part of evolution. Life, kila kitu evolve. Yana nilikuwa na mbebeshte yangu. Everything in life evolves.
Yes.
Nikamwambia hata music evolve. Unajua music evolve.
Yeah, najua. Like, the easiest way to study music evolution is rap.
Yes.
Rap ya 80s very different from 90s. 90s very different from half other size. Very
sasa
different
production from, ndio evolve. Ndio ifike rap.
Yeah.
Production kaya hizo secular music za Europe. Ilianza na blues. Ikatoka blues, ikaingia country music.
Yeah.
That is from the 1940s. From country music, ikaingia jazz. From jazz, ikaingia what you call rock and roll. From rock and roll, ikaingia soul production. From soul production, ikaingia funk. From funk, ikaingia dance. From dance, ikatrickle sasa hip-hop. Hip-hop, ikakuja na genres mingi. Ikaanza slow jam. Ikaingia rap. Ikaingia R&B.
Yeah.
Alafu ikaingia what you used to call crank.
Yeah.
Sai iko trap.
Ina drill.
So,
mizo.
In fact, sasa imeshuka sai ni drill.
Yeah.
Production changes because of so many factors. Introduction of new instruments.
Yeah.
Environment. Even geographical changes. Inabidi production ina change.
Mm. Change.
Mm. Mm.
Ngoma watu ita reggae. Reggae, production ya reggae kianza 1930s.
Mm.
Production ya kwanza ilikuwa inaitwa Mento.
Yeah, yeah.
From Mento ikakuja production ya pili ilikuwa inaitwa Ska.
Mm.
From Ska ikakuja production inaitwa Rocksteady.
Mm.
Yeah. From Rocksteady ikakuja production inaitwa Dub.
Mm.
From Dub ikaingia Roots.
Mm.
From Roots sasa ikakuja reggae. Reggae na two genres ikakuja
kadha,
raga, ikakuja lava stroke, ikakuja dancehall, sahi iko rhythm.
Yeah.
So kila kitu uwevo, uevolve. Lakini ibu angalia kama Kenya.
Mm.
Political system ijai evolve. Ni ile ile.
Yeah, yeah.
Moi kuna siku alisema KANU utaongoza miaka 100, mlikuwa unanifala.
Yeah, inaongoza.
Hata hii ni KANU.
Yeah, ni KANU. Ni KANU.
Are you getting it?
Mm.
But we need to change this game.
Mm.
The system that created the political system in 1963 is the same system that is controlling the politics today.
Mm.
So it is the same monkeys in the same forest.
Yeah.
Alafu worst of it all, wachezaji ni wale wale. Yani maplayer ubadlisha tu jezi.
Yeah.
This season anapigia Man U. Next season anapigia Chelsea.
Alafu waga ni buy, wani kuwa menunuliwa literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So ndo tunasema, hii generation iko hapa nyuma, lazima tuanze kujifikiria. For you to advocate for your issues, it is time now you need to start grooming on yourselves.
Mm.
Mimi kaa Steve Mbogo hata kesho nikisema nina chama ya my youth man.
Mm.
Siezi choose nani kwa Gen Z that ndi atakuwa kiongozi wenu.
Mm.
Ni nyinyi mnaweza propose mazee hapa, kuna mtu ana issues, ana articulate, anatuelewa.
Mm.
Tumpatie ticket na tumsupport aingie pale bunge ndio atetee issues zetu.
Yeah.
Hebu angalia kama sahi the biggest source of income ya watu wengi.
Mm.
Want to take advantage of this third industrial revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is called the revolution of internet of things.
Mm.
Internet communication,
internet
transport and logistics, internet energy.
Mm.
Internet communication, third industrial revolution is the easiest revolution to make it in life.
Yeah.
Because what you need is just a smartphone and the internet. Hata wewe.
Yeah.
In the next 2-3 years, you'll be earning a lot of money from this podcast.
Hopefully.
Oh, it will.
Yeah,
you see, it's about like numbers.
Yes.
And all you needed was just first a smartphone and the internet.
Yeah.
So how can the government help you? Ah, to yonge kuna representatives, wangeleta law ya kufanya internet to be one of the cheapest thing in Kenya. Yeah, because watu yu wakipata free internet. Wamesha jiandika job. Are you getting it? But ona expectaje ama buda. Sisi maazetu, hakuna kitu litusumbua kama Yahoo. Hey, bro.
Nishambia gatu hapa
mbe. Cyber cafe.
Sisi sasa. Tunalipaga 10 bob a minute. 10
bob a minute.
Yeah. Alafu. Mungia pale, kabla iload. Alafu napata, email we load ya kwanza ni ya Nigeria, na kuambia umeshindado. Kabla ufikie.
Pempo, lara kutumia email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maze, tumetoka faa. Lakini hao tu wamezaliwa hizi vitu ziko.
Mm. But is... unafilaje juu ya nyinyi sasa kama politicians? Eh?
Yes.
Is there a way mnaweza pass message to this? Because mu feel ni kama the politicians wale wako hapo juu, they actually benefit when young people believe politics is not important. Unajua hivyo? Because wanajua as long as niko na kondo wangu wale watanifuata whether I do right or wrong.
Yes.
These are the ones who can bring change, who will want me to do something, believe politics is not important.
Yeah.
So do you feel like they benefit from that? Because now, unatikama hii election ingine ya semekana, how many people abstained from, it was over 10 million people didn't vote, sindio? Like who could have voted while they stay away?
In fact, see 10, 8 million did not vote.
Yeah.
And wale who are registered.
Yes, okay.
There is another about 8 million, walikuwa na ID lakini hawakuchukua kura.
Yeah.
Tukifika 2027, kutakuwa na another 4 million.
Mm, so that's at least 20 million people, let's say.
Imagine.
Wale hana shugli.
When you wanna, you know, mtu kosa shugli because they don't see any hope.
Yes, no, no, kwambia,
I tried speaking to these young people in last elections. Do you know, they told me. They told me, Steve, political system imetupea options. Na kwa options, Raila na Ruto, hakuna kitu tunaona wanatuambia kutusaidia, which was true. Baba was saying he'll give you 6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Ruto was saying kazi ni ka Alto hiyo na big dreams. Miss Jessica has scary dreams kama ya generation Z. Kila mtu anataka Lamborghini.
But sasa hiyo Lamborghini utaipata without fast internet.
No, it is good to dream. Politics. It is good to dream, yeah. It is very good to have that energy.
Yes.
But you have that dream, but the leadership of the country is telling you the best you can do is be a mjengo guy.
Yeah.
So, do you want to tell me that person can go and vote? And the other one is saying he'll give you 6 G's free. And that person wants a Lamborghini. I love that attitude of dreaming.
Yeah, yeah. Hata pia mimi naifurahia. The only thing naona ni ile Lamborghini yako dream imeletwa na internet.
Yes.
Internet imeletwa na watu walipush out Moi.
Yes.
Najua like we had to push out Moi and bring Kibaki. Na mufil ni kama wanafaa kujua. We can never say all politicians are the same.
Yes.
Kwa sijui kwa umekuwa ukisikia narrative. Kila politician ni same, kila politician. Because when you do that, you make Moi and Kibaki be the same. Remember, yes. Kibaki worked under Moi.
Yes.
But as soon as he was in power, he did something totally different. Mm. Ndio? Then, after Kibaki kakuja Uhuru, tukaanza kuteta Uhuru amepeleka uchumi nyuma. So inamaanisha Kibaki and Uhuru are different, sindio?
Yes.
And then also saizi, Ruto akaingia akaanza kututax.
Wanasifu Uhuru.
Naita sasa tax Verstappen, sindio? So kama huu ni tax Verstappen, Uhuru alikuwa Lewis Hamilton. Wacha kile kuna tofauti. So I feel like your message na need kuipush that. Not politicians are not the same. Huyu na huyu, wanaweza kukalia the same because of self-interest, but policies itakuwa totally different and life will be totally different.
You see,
so how do we push that message?
Number one, the biggest weapon and the biggest distraction that has invaded the political space is monetizing politics.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the biggest problem today in Kenya is not even the politicians. It's the people. Do you know why? People have created a very high dependency mentality from people they call politicians.
Yeah.
But it's because of political illiteracy. People should understand that any politician is your worker.
Yeah.
And he's there to serve you. Unaonaga MPs anajenga choo anajaza Facebook. Ati ni kama achievement.
Yeah,
no, that is his work. That is our money. Umenielewa? But today, I'll give you an example. When I was campaigning in 2017, I don't regret anything. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I spent quite a huge chunk of money, which again, I don't regret. But it used to amuse me how I need to pay people for them to sit down and listen to how I want to help them. Sikona nielewa.
Yeah, yeah.
Na usipotoe hiyo do, hawa watu wezi kaa kwa meeting.
Of life how it changed.
Now, if I show you my phone right now, I'm in about 1,000 WhatsApp groups. About 15% ni za harambe, mtu amedeadi, ni si mbaya kutia
na msaada. Yeah, najua, najua.
But if sometimes if I don't have money to contribute there, they will even send me messages to threaten me. Na mimi sina kiti.
Yeah, yeah.
Wananiambia usikuje ground wewe umekata kutusaidia. So picture yourself. What is a sitting MP or politician going through?
Yeah, yeah.
That is why those people have to steal. Because the citizens have shown them that it's transactional. Ndio naona MP akishaingia hivi hata hiyo simu achukua gitena. Dem ataenda atapata ball mheshimiwa na mimba nilipia hospitali analipiwa. Mheshimiwa mtoto sasa amekuwa anataka school fees. Uniform anataka ruler anataka. We have created a dependency mentality. And that is what we have to remove. Young people, Generation Z, na my youth kama mnanisikia. Judge leaders with the contents of their character and what they can do. Look at people, what they've done for themselves. Yeah. Watu wengi wametoka tu my university nini wameingia kwa leadership, my brother. Ajaye uza hata mayai, hata kusaidia aje wewe.
Yeah, yeah.
Career politicians, na ndio wengi.
Wako kwa wengi sana.
Ama wengi ni wale wamepata pesa from doing government jobs and tenders, waizi yao, ndo tunasifu.
Yeah.
maji ya 50 bob anauzia serikali 1000.
Mm.
Alafu ndo mnasema bosi, that guy is smart. He is smart maze. Ni yeye ujenga mabarabara anatenda.
Hiyo 1000 jo ni do yenu.
Ni do yako.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's literally he stolen from you.
And then next thing is he will look for a political seat so that he can continue stealing through these schemes and all that. So let us look at people, what they've even done for themselves.
Yeah.
What systems have they built? Let me tell you, leadership in a country is the way you is the same way you can run a business.
Yeah.
Country, it's about income and economy.
Yeah.
Inchi.
Yeah, yeah.
Ni what is coming in and what is going out.
Going out, yes.
That's the same way you run your business. Ni kama wewe hapa. Uta make sure your income is more than your overheads or your expenses for you to make profit. So you need someone who has that know-how on how to run the country, even like the way a business is run. Economy is about money. How much money is coming in? What are we selling? In life, there are two types of people. We have sellers and buyers. Who are you? Sellers will always have money and always remain rich.
Yeah.
But buyers will always get broke.
Yeah.
So even on an individual level, what are you buying? Kwa business, unaambiwa, business is the art of selling what? A commodity or a service. As long as you're selling anything, you'll always make money.
So, sasa swali ni hii moja.
Yes.
How do we convince the average Kenyan that, for example, if you go back to Starehe, a Steve Mbogo being an MP is very different from a Jaguar being an MP, it's very different from Boni being an MP. How do we convince people that politicians can be different? Because I always feel very angry on a personal level. Watu wakisema, watu wote ni sawa. I'm like, no. There are other people who actually love the country and there are people who don't love the country. It's not everyone. You could paint everyone with one brush. Wagaina, and as now the example we can use is we've seen the difference between Moi, Kibaki, Uhuru. Tumekuwa tukiona hizo difference. Every time wana ingia, economy inatingika. Uwe kiingia, economy inatingika. So tutakonvince aja wa say now on the MP level, because that's how now we keep the government accountable. Lakini, kila mtu akitik, iyo tik moja,
suit.
The government will never be accountable.
Yeah, the six piece,
eh? It's very true. It's very true. I'll give you an example. Unaona mimi nikivaa hapa Starehe.
Yeah.
The first thing I did is I did an independent research on Starehe. What is Starehe?
Yeah, yeah.
And I realized Starehe, apparently, other than the residential side, it is the biggest community in terms of business community. Town iko Starehe. Inda, Trikota iko Starehe. Ngara, Muthuru, uko yote, ni Gikomba nusu iko Starehe. Then I sat and asked myself, in the middle of all these big business where billions and billions of money circulate, kuna slums. Kuna Landmawe, kuna South B slums, kuna slums kule Ngara.
Yeah.
And any time I will go to those shanties, nikitaka meeting bro hata watu 5,000, mchana saa sita nitawapata.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I used to look at them and I'm saying from the bottom of my heart, I was looking at 1,000 people I'm meeting. My team is happy. Eh, maze watu wanakupenda. But I was so sad in my heart. Like, how do you get 1,000 idle people on a Monday at noon? It means these people don't have jobs.
Anything.
Do you know what I started doing? I did a research on Starehe. Industrial area alone has about 10,000 registered companies. Companies that have minimum 6-7 employees.
Yeah, yeah.
I visited more than 20, 30, 40 factories and industries. My name is Steve Mbogo. Nakutana director Muhindi wa Kikuyu. I'm Steve Mbogo. I'm buying in Starehe. And there's something I wanted to request. Anuliza nini? Nambia, you know, your neighborhood hapa, kuna Landmawe slums. In case of any fire or anything here, au ndo wa kwanza utakuja kusaidia kuzima. But these people are unemployed. How do we help them? Do you know what he told me?
Yeah.
Do you know what majority are telling me? They're saying those people don't want to work. Majority of the people who work here come from Kitengela.
Yeah.
Some come from Thika.
They walk for very long distances.
So what does that tell you? First, it is the mentality. So this country first needs what we call political literacy. kumaliza shida ya ghetto ati crime.
Mm.
Sio kuongeza ma floodlight ama kuongeza patrol ya polisi.
Yeah.
It is because of poverty. Give people jobs. Kumaliza magonjwa na mambo ya deaths na mortality.
Mm.
Si wanasiasa wanafanyaga kunilia watu sanduku na kuwapea gari ya kuwapeleka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ni kuunderstand why are these people dying. They lack proper hospitals. Get funding. Mi ni mtu na global network.
Mm.
If I tell you the things that I was going to do in Starehe, Starehe people lost me. I didn't lose Starehe. That's why I didn't vie last elections.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I swear, I'm telling you, they needed me well, more than I need the seat.
Mm. Alpha, if I think even for that time, if I was to be honest with you, we'd never had you articulate issues. Miss Kudanganyi, like your time, niki vote, that time I felt like nani was... alikuwa mwapita nyi wote wawili anaitwa Boni.
Mm.
After kusikia ukiongea niliko like ai
yeah
I'll be honest. Nitakuwa honest na wewe nikwambia like before nikusikizie I don't feel your time akukona maybe social media this much.
Yeah.
So there was no way for us to know what you are thinking because like ukienda kwa mainstream media inakuwa and now let's take a break. Now let's take a so now articulating issues becomes really hard but it's always kudanganya like I've been pleasantly surprised because naweza sema pia introduction yako kwa hiyo introduction less wengi wetu tunakukumbuka tu umetoka Dubai
flashy
politician ukamikale ka statement kako Grand Prix tukakuenjoy kidogo tukasat kujua the man behind that.
Yes.
So saizi naweza kuambia like a lot of people walona kusikiza saizi wako like yeah this guy would have been
watu wangecastare
so I feel like yo that's another good thing to your social media inafanya mtu anaweza articulate their thoughts. I love if the Kenyans decide they want handouts because handouts keep you in poverty.
You'll
always be hapo mkono hivi
so ndio nasema sahi mali Kenya imefika at least last elections ili confirm wale walishinda juu ya kutoa do. Lakini sasa ndio mnaumia zai? Zaidi. Let us now and let me tell you if you look at the mature politicians in this country or people who've been in politics for long. Most of them they never even remove money. To some level they understand. Ushesikia ila natoa do.
Yeye unasikia gani mgamu
mbaya. Si hata ugamu. You see it is the culture ya kutoa pesa ndio imeharibu. Because why should I give you? I'm at my service to you. I'm accountable. I should be accountable for doing what is pertained to me as per the constitution. Am I doing proper oversight? Am I representing you in parliament? And am I legislating as I'm supposed to do? So Wakenya wanafaa wajue mambo ya kukua transactional in politics ndio inatufikisha mahali tumefika.
Because politician lazima recoup.
You've just told me you had never listened to me.
Yeah.
But after listening to me and many others have told me, because now I decided I need to speak, you know?
Yeah.
The few people who know me, know the real Steve Mbogo.
Yeah, yeah.
Umenipata? Na mimi I'm a very humble guy. Watu wanijua atakuambia. Na sinema pia tunajua tunasafanya. Umenipata?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, at least you've seen something. Another leader will speak tomorrow. We'll see something.
Yeah.
It means Kenyans have the ability to differentiate. So why don't we start looking at people with what they have, the substance or the content they have? Anyone in Kenya today can speak English, can hear English, can understand. Gone are the days where what will kwadanda heads at a communication
issue.
So Kenyans, it is not what someone will give you. Sikizeni viongozi, ideal zao, what they are doing, what they can do for you.
With that in mind, I have to ask you, what's your view on a video ilikuwa ina go around ya Murkomen? Murkomen alizima like a certain hustle hapo mpaka watu wako like, ouch! Ulichekio video?
Ile
ya... Kuna huu, alikuwa nasalimia watu, then kuna boy flani, buda flani, akasimama kambia maheshimiwa pole, mikile natafuta ni kazi.
Oh yes.
Kambia, hapa tupatie watu kazi hapa, na kamdismiss akaenda.
Yes.
So, what did you feel about that? Was Murkomen within his rights to tell him that? Could he have handled it better?
No. You see, most of these people I've told you, they went into politics for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And I swear before my living God, if I am lying, I swear on my life. I'm the first person to make Murkomen fly to Europe in 2012, 2013.
Oh,
me, okay. Steve Mbogo. I had a very good deal, a joint venture with some investors.
Okay.
At that young age, I was still moving and perambulating.
Murkomen
used to be our representative, our small lawyer.
Yeah.
And I swear Murkomen used to tell me there are no bad people like politicians.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay. Mm.
It's not that he's a leader in him, no.
Mm.
But because of association, he ended up joining the gay.
Yeah, yes.
Why? Because there is easy access to money and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is why he can rubbish that kind of a person.
Mm.
Menpata.
Mm.
So we are giving the right jobs to the wrong people.
Mm.
And so many others we've supported and sponsored.
Mm.
So many. I don't want to mention names. Yeah. But you've asked about Murkomen, I've told you. Invite him here and ask him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Kuskia,
I was in my early 20s.
Mm.
I made him fly to Europe the first time in Belgium.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Kuzio time ile kiatu yake ya Gucci si angepatia tu msiambie.
Ukisikia ga Kutuni anasema.
Mm.
Siku moja walikuwa na argue kwa TV, Kutuni akamwambia I bought you your first suit.
Eh, nakumbuka hiyo.
Unakumbuka?
Na nyinyi wengi mmesaidia huyo msee.
No, nakumbuka.
Naona na flex.
Unakumbuka deal wao? Because in that deal,
I'm
the one who was in the center and I brought in Kutuni.
Oh,
and
okay.
And Murkomen was the one representing us.
Mm.
So it is true what Kutuni says.
Mm.
Are you getting it?
Yeah, yeah.
But people get excited.
Mm.
Life is not about money.
So how could you have handled it? Ingekuwa ni wewe. You are maybe going somewhere, you have a meeting, then there is this random Kenyan who for a man to humble himself that way must have reached a level. Hakuomba pesa. Ulicheki? Akusema ni mule lunch. Alisema mimi shida yangu ni kazi. How would you handle that without being dismissive?
Wacha nikushoe kitu moja bro. On a personal level, mimi ni mtu nimetoka far sana. I've built myself from nothing, the people who know me.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing I learned is there is no humiliation in humility. Ask anywhere.
Yeah.
Hakuna mtu mia shaini simamisha. Kakata kumsikia. Hata kila mali miwenda watu niomba picha, hata kama nafanya kitu nitampa. Because even that picture alone, even that handshake alone, you've built someone. The fact that you can stop and talk to that person. Me, my life changed because there is someone maybe who accepted to have a picture with me.
Yeah.
And I went and showed people, I said, this guy is my guy. And they saw a different perspective of me.
Yeah.
And they gave me an opportunity somewhere. I've seen lives change by just shaking hands of people. And they say, from the day you shook my hand and you listened to me, I've had a different thinking towards life.
Yeah, yeah.
Umenipata?
Yeah.
Hii life maze hatujuagi kesho itakuwaje. If you go to countries, I'll give you an example. Kuna catastrophes mingi zina happen. Mali kama Turkey juzi kulikuwa na earthquake. Kulikuwa na watu billionaires. Earthquake ilipiga, kila kitu ikavunjika.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kesho yake walikuwa kwa IDP camps na wale squatters. Unarudi zero. So even people like Murkomen, the way you're saying, they should know that in this life anything can happen.
Yeah.
We can wake up tomorrow, all of us are broke. Kenya imepigwa na earthquake, kila mtu amerudi zero. Hii magorofa tunajenga yote ikwisha. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is wrong. And if you cannot even address that person, a leader, someone of that stature, works with people. Unaonaga kama hata presidents. Au approachiwa sana na watu. What do presidents or good leaders do? Naitaga bodyguard, anasema chukua na? Chukua namba ya mtu tutamsikiza. Whether they call, they don't call. You know, even just that gesture.
The optics.
Means a lot. Yeah.
There's a little bit of hope.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, hiyo kiburi hiyo. Haitasaidia mahali. And power is transient. And hakunaga do enough. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
There is no money that is enough.
Mm.
We hata ukuwe na hiyo 10, 20 billion. Na mi nikuwe na 10 million. Nikuwe na 1 million. Ule demu utakatia, ntakatia na hii 1 mic yangu.
Yeah, yeah.
Ile nguo utavani, itavani hii 1 mic yangu. Kwa hivyo, unitishi ni zeros tu zako ndiyo mingi.
Yeah.
That's how we should see life. And there's only enough you can have. There's only enough you can wear. There's only enough you can own. You get it?
Yeah.
Iyo tamae, tujaribu tutu hii. Ndiyo naleta hiyo kibri.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Siki kitu ingine.
But sasa kuna wasi pia wataangalia waseme vilo lingia ga politics. Unajua vilo lingia politics yu likuwa flashy sana. What changed? Is it age and experience that made you maybe tone down on the flashiness?
Nimekuambia life and growth is a gradual process.
Yeah, yeah.
you wouldn't expect me what I was doing in my 20s to do now at my late 30s.
Okay. Okay.
37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is now what you call growth in life. So I mean, budana watu na responsibilities.
Yeah.
Na evolve kama vile nilikwambia music will evolve. Pia una evolve as life, as you grow you tone down. And it's not because you've been told.
Yeah.
If you're heading to greatness and the greatness in yourself, I don't mean greatness is money or that you want to this power or what.
Yeah, yeah.
The greatness in you humbles you. So unaenda ukichill.
Yeah.
And your life.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I love sasa pia your time, I think I don't know if you are being called controversial businessman because kuna hii jina controversial businessman meona metumika na Wanjigi juko liko naitwa hivyo, so kuna sota shindwa uli make fortune aje, how did you make your
you see that has always
been your wealth,
that has always been a topic anywhere you go. Because we have a mentality that a young person cannot make it if they're not from a big family amefutwa akona godfathers and stuff. But I've given you an example. I'm someone who started trade when I was in form 3. I was paying my fees, dealing with scrap metals.
Yeah.
Mi nimekaa mtaani. Mi ni ordinary. It's not that hakuna life hatujaona. Tumeteseka, tumelala njaa, tumepitia vitu yote. Na ni part of the process.
Oh, mtaa ilikuwa?
Baha.
Baha. Oh, okay, okay.
So, picture, I'm talking about from 2003. I was finding ways to survive. Today I'm 37.
Yeah.
We are talking of about 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me in 20 years being in trade with my kind of brains nitakosa pesa?
Okay.
But is it my news, my work to now go? You know the reason why people make it and others don't?
Yeah.
It's because the people who make it know something that the others don't know.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Today, you started this podcast merely a year ago.
Yeah.
But today, you are amongst the biggest in the country. You're here because there's something you knew other people did not know. And you took a step. Now, let me ask you, is it your duty to sit and advertise and start saying, you need to buy a mic of this type, you need to put light like this? It's about opportunities. You grab it and you run with it. So sometimes I usually find it offensive, actually.
Yeah, okay.
When now people demand for you to explain to them, I'm in business.
Okay.
I'm a businessman.
Menpata.
And anyone, a human being is a product of his or her imagination.
Yeah.
And whatever you think, you become.
Okay. I love for now, if we are to rewind tena, we go back to politics. Umecheki idea mpya ya Sakaja ya kubuild studios.
Yes.
So remember we were talking about Biluko Nasema, what you'd want the youth to push for cheaper internet, yes?
Yes.
So I don't know if you know about, unajua ngoma inaitwa Lele ya YBW Smith. So this guy, this kid, recorded it on a phone. It ended up being one of the biggest hits up in Kenya.
Yes.
So kutengeneza studio, a mobile studio, to move from one county to another in the era of internet, era of TikTok, era of smartphones, where smartphones can record music. How intelligent is this? How bright is this idea? Because personally I dismissed it. Lakini kuna watu wameniambia, Zizi, haujui, haujenda kwa ground. There are people who don't have a smartphone. There are people who will feel like they need to go to this studio. Wana ichukuaje?
You see, it's the same thing I told you. Leaders react to what we call consequences.
Yeah.
Ameambiwa mazee watu wanaimba lakini hakuna studio. Attack to understand what even the art entails.
Yeah.
Umeniambia mtu amekuwa famous. Angalia watu kaka kina Bobby Shmuda wakipiga ile simu. Sasa hii ni worldwide celebrity. Aliwalitumia simu. On their phone. They don't take time to understand the root cause of these problems. And I just gave you an example. Nikasema leo hii iwe ni governors, iwe ni MPs wa push wa articulate internet services ikuwe off taxes, ikuwe cheap. Do you know even the internet providers in Kenya are more expensive than in Tanzania? And yet sisi fiber optic ndo tumewapatia, ndo tumepea Uganda, but ours is more expensive because of taxation. Mbona president asifikirie ama MPs wa create bill we make internet cheapest for these people. They'll not need your studios.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing one studio, how many
people can you record in a day?
Can you record in a day? It quality is even music. It is even going to create more chaos. Mm. Do you understand?
Mm.
So these are things leaders should start. I think strong institutions are built by strong brains. Mm. The reason why this country is also failing is we reward not based on merit but friendship.
Yeah.
Unachukua tu mtu juni beshte unampea ministry. Eh. Ajui mambo ya barabara.
Yeah.
Anasema matope gari ipati accident. Example yani.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu yeye amezoea ni wakili. Mm. Una expect that I serve. Umenipata? So leaders in these big positions when it comes to appointments give the right jobs to the right people.
Mm.
Even if they are not your friends, but reward on merit. Tunajua hapa kama ni arts, mtu anaelewa arts, ndiye alidio docket. Si beshte yako tu juu deal ikipita atakuletea cut.
Yeah.
We need to be off that mentality. So all these things, it goes back to the political systems. Na ndo naona kunaga change juu hizi big political parties zita make sure zinapatia puppets hizo nomination certificate. Mm. Kama we ni radical and controllable, wezi pewa.
Yeah.
And it is time even Kenya we should now consider these lower seats, MPs, juu senator, women rep, zisikuwe on party levels, zikuwe individual. You know, when it's individual, independent candidates, my friend, you have to sell your agenda.
Yeah. How to hide behind the president.
How to hide, sana. Mm. Lakini you tell me at today, let's say you're coming from Nyanza, all you just need is to make sure you have the ODM ticket. You're already an MP, even before elections.
Mm.
If you're from Kalenjin, you need the UDA.
Mm. Awanijui, but kane zaibeo certificate ya ODM.
Ukondani.
Mini MP. Na jina awanijui. Awajui idea zangu.
Mm.
And it's such a bad mentality because nothing changes. The hospitals stay useless. And everything, just every level. Na ukirete nani? Sakaja, as a Nairobi resident. Sakaja, nona, anafanyaje?
One thing you'll notice about me.
Mm.
When I just speak, I speak about people I know.
Mm.
And I don't play politics
of
criticism or abusive. Look at all my interviews.
Okay.
Because I'll just talk about me, I know me.
Mm.
Or anyone I've encountered.
Yes.
Sakaja is someone I know, is a high, he's not a personal friend of mine. Every day you'll see in the news people are complaining.
Mm.
But the biggest problem, what wanna complain, it's like he does not really understand the people's problem.
Yeah.
Watu wanasema hawezi mfikia. Yani, he's doing different things from what needs to be done.
Mm.
You get me? So he has these 5 years.
Mm.
If they feel, if Nairobians, because people are complaining on this thing to do with housing, infrastructure, which is a key point.
Yes, that one.
I'll support it because you can't tell us we can go 25 floors up and you're not telling us what plans you have with our water edge and sewage systems.
Yeah.
It means you're crippling the city. At the end of the day, you're creating chaos and disgust.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So the good thing wa Kenya siku hizi unajua tuna live in the information era. Asipotimiza, it's 1 year.
Yeah.
He still has another 3-4 years. Unajua kuna two types of players in any game, hata wakimbiaji. Kuna mkimbiaji akianza marathon utoka teke na anakipesa paka mwisho. Kuna mwingine anatoka teke, anafika katikati anachoka na kuovertaken. Kuna ule anaanza pole pole na anaovertake kila mtu anakuwa number one. Na kuna ule anaanza pole pole na anazembea na anabaki wa mwisho. So that's why I've said, because there is time. I cannot criticize and say he's bad, he's good, he's
okay,
what.
Okay.
So far, what I've heard, ni hiyo mambo mbili tatu. Rectify. Ye ndio governor wa Nairobi sahi. Hata turuke, tushuke, ndio governor wetu. If there's an issue, correct it. You are a fellow young person like me. Fight for the young people. Yes.
Alafu, tukienda ocha kidogo. So kuna hii bill inafaa kupitishwa. I don't know kama ilipitishwa. But it's going to reach a level where there's going to be livestock inspectors. So inasemekana the inspectors will assess infrastructure such as the architectural design and construction of housing for the animals. They'll also inspect Kikamtukuku, the poultry registration records, as farmers and breeders in both commercial and subsistence production will register their poultry and provide their documents upon request. So basically, tuanza ku register kuku in poor country where hii kuku ni kila kitu. It's food and it can also be used as an emergency fund. Najua ni kitu naweza I sell anytime, nipeleke mtoi shule, nipeleke yes. So you know naje, and why would ama yote una attach to the new world order?
Ndio nimesema problem ni watu hawasomi.
Yeah.
Under the new world order, one of the things they're pushing is that they're saying agri farming, both livestock and crop farming,
yeah,
are one of the major causes of climate change. They're saying animals,
yeah,
all animals release carbon in the air. Hence, at the end of the day, it affects the climate. So there needs to be control. So when you see a government bringing in policies, they're not interested in looking at the infrastructure. They want to record and know all the people who are keeping these animals. Next thing mtasikia ni punitive taxes. Kama una ng'ombe lazima ulipie that those measures will discourage you from doing the farming and later on sell, and that will be the end of livestock farming in Kenya. So governments don't move, they don't come and say give us those animals. It is through policies. So anywhere you see a policy, you need to be very smart and understand where are they taking us. And that's why I'm telling Kenyans, farming in Kenya, be it livestock or agriculture, is the most fought because their main intent is the farm. Izo mashamba. And that's why the first person who came here after Ruto won was Bill Gates. Bill Gates owns Monsanto. Monsanto is the biggest company selling seeds in Kenya today.
They are trademarked, right?
Yes.
Always patent. They're patent.
Yeah, because there's the talk of GMO.
Yes, GMO. Do you know how much a kilo of GMO seeds are? Kama nyanya. Google. The cheapest tomato seeds will go to from about 10 to 15 million shillings. Best quality can go up to 60 million shillings. Google, the information is there.
Not a bag.
A kilo.
A kilo.
Na si they are usable ones. Sindo?
Yes.
Kisha itumia wezi.
Lazima ubai kwao.
Yeah.
Ile you cannot replant.
Hawezi hata replant.
You can't replant.
Like it's ridiculous.
So why are they forcing on GMO? Because they know small scale farmers cannot have the capacity to do that kind of farming.
Yeah.
So what will you do? You'll end up selling the land. Na tukipanda GMO kwa hii shamba leo, next season wezi panda hii ya kawaida.
Inaua kabisa.
Inaua kabisa. Mpaka urudi upande ile genetically modified seeds.
Afya si wamekuwa kisettle. They've been settling. Because those GMOs, they come with, you have to use specific pesticides.
Exactly.
Which can cause cancer to the people spraying.
Yes.
Because as I was telling you, the normal chicken that tulikuwa nayo back in the days, now I have my mom who is expecting kuku moja itage after 2 weeks.
Yes.
Nikuwa nataka every day.
Kuku nilikuwa najua. Growing up, kuku ilikuwa nataka every day. 3 p.m. nikuwa imepika makelele sana. Kitafuta base. Saa hiyo naipatia 2 weeks. So
they inject hormones.
Yeah, inaku frustrate because the animal feeds.
Yes. Ni expensive.
Yeah.
Na ziko, kuna zenye ziko hata poison.
Yes.
But sasa, so, swali basi itakuwa ni hivi.
Yeah.
Uhuru made it hard, sindio? For the business environment hapa Kenya, especially watu wa central, mpaka he lost watu wa central. Why is Ruto this confident that he can never lose? That Nezambia wase kutoka leo, something that has never happened. Even in dictatorships, this never happens. Kuniambia ni register kuku yangu. Yuko, how confident that akifanya tu register vituka kuku bado atarudia second term?
The biggest problem is this. You're talking of 2027, those are 4 years.
Yeah.
Why are you not thinking of maybe we will not be alive?
Okay.
Labda wanapanga kutuangamiza sisi wote, ndio maana wako na hiyo confidence. Because these things we are talking about, it's all about destruction. Hakuna policies zina pass Kenya za kumend, zote ni za kuumiza. So why don't you start thinking on the reverse? You're asking a very good question.
Yeah.
And we have to think about it. Kwa nini wako confident na hivi tu wanafanya na wanajua ni za kuumiza raia?
Yeah.
Maybe wana mpango ya kutumiza zaidi, and that's why we need to wake up and start calling them to task and asking them, what are these things you're doing? What is the main intention? Why are we forcing us now? You're taking us back to the vaccinations which are causing deaths amongst our peoples. We have to speak about these things. The only person who is mightier than any other is God. Why are we being left alone in East Africa, even our neighbors?
Yeah.
It's because of such things. We are playing the tune of these globalists who have no good intention with us. And we have to speak them out. We have to call them out. Nashangaa leaders wenye ni wazee au kwa 60, 70 years, hatu wanaogopa wazungu, watatuua, they assassinate people and stuff. Wewe una miaka 70 unaogopa nini kufa?
Yeah.
Yesu alikufa na miaka 32. Mtu yote ukishapita 32, usiogope ati kifo. Wewe serve the people.
Yeah,
kama huyo, kama ule alikuja kusave mankind aliishi 32, wewe nini unataka kuishi sana?
That is being selfish. Nimekuwa nikiambia Ian kuziana na ta ametan 33 this year.
Sasa from now wachana mambo ati wewe serve humanity.
Serve the people.
Yes, Jesus died at the age of 32 and he came to do the biggest task. That is what you're taught. Si ni kweli?
I'm going to do wonders.
To the biggest task. Sasa, you want to live for 100 years. And even the person who came to save you, live for 32. So after 32, please start fighting for what is right in this world.
Yeah. Okay.
You're living the bonus life. Start fighting for what is life.
Dakika za ushei.
Yes.
Yeah. But alafu still the tukistick na hii, this I also classify it as a political issue. Road accidents. You call it checky, kuna hii road accident may happen. Ni Meru Deputy Speaker Mwenda Ali's family has experienced a loss as one of his children alipass away. Alafu mwingine akaumia vibaya kabisa, na pia huyo nani akaumia, na ilikuwa ni juu ya at easy truck za kubeba mira. So the juicy truck ni very, it's a very political issue because you have to do the balance between the miraa na road safety. So wana ichukuaje, is there a way around it ama it's just road accidents za kawaida?
You see, that's why I told you the biggest deficiency we have is we get leaders with no know-how. Countries are built by strong minds with the know-how, with game changer projects. I'll give you an example. A country like Dubai was a desert. But the leaders there had a vision. And they just did one, two game changer projects. Like Dubai, the first thing they did is just built a big airport, international airport, and made it a transit point. They knew as long as we have millions transiting here, they can have interest coming here. And they started building things people have never seen. They build on top of water. They build the tallest building. Today, Dubai, everyone is pushing money there. Same as Hong Kong. That's how it started. Miraa is one of the biggest economy from Meru County. And even Kenya, we are told we export, I think, 30,000-40,000 tons every day. Do you want to tell me problem ya speeding imeanza leo? Tangu tuyo wadogo tukulaga miraa, tulikuwa tunajua hizo gari ukimbia sana. Now, why can't even these governors sit down and agree that from Meru to Nairobi, we have about 3 or 4 counties all along the way. Why don't we contribute? Each county earns about 10 billion. Why don't we contribute even a billion, and do a fast rail track from Nairobi to Meru? A fast rail track, kama SGR. Ikuwe inachapa, inapeleka miraa, ikirudi hivi inabeba goods and commodity. Inabeba chakula, inabeba commodities, inapeleka Meru. We need game changer projects, and that entails strong minds. Because story ya speeding ya gari ya miraa, mimi nimeanza kusikia mazeni kiwa hizo mpaka leo. So sio news. And because it is a problem, why don't we come and try to ask ourselves, shida huwa nini? Okay, ni ile timeline ya miraa kuharvestiwa na time inafika Nairobi ama for the export part. Now, why don't we create an independent mode of transport? Either do a special express road from Meru, because it's an economy. Meru si miraa peke yake utoka. Chakula, ndizi, nini. They survive on green economy. All along kwa njia kuna Embu. unakuja kuna Kirinyaga, unakuja kuna paka, kuna Kiambu, Thika, inakuja paka Nairobi, ni county ngapi? Tano. Why don't you do a fast track with stages? Ikifika hapa inabeba nyanya, ikifika Meru inabeba rice, ikifika hapa, how many jobs will be created?
Yeah.
How much time will we save? How many lives will we save on the road? That's how leaders should be thinking, not just complaining. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Tunataka tu kuan, hatutaki kufikiria the other ways of protecting now and making going professional. Angalia kama expressway, tulikuwa tunaipiga vita.
Yeah.
Lakini leo ukipiga hesabu, kama unaenda airport, unatoka Westlands. Ukihesabu hiyo jam mafuta unatumia na time una waste, afadhali ulipe hiyo soro tatu. Yeah, that's how Kenyans should be thinking.
Lakini majuzi ime flood, na I don't think it was a flood even during Uhuru. So what was the problem? Did you now, follow up your story? Because it was a flood even during way. Uhuru.
Shida ya Uhuru ilikuwa, it was draining too much.
Oh, wakafunika hizo nini?
No, you see what happens. The worst thing and funny thing about drainages, it is until kunyeshe ndo utajua exactly. Ama mkwe na maji mingi mfanyage tests.
Yeah,
na Kenya yenyewe Nairobi unajua hakuna maji.
Yeah,
so I believe they saw where the mistakes were. Iliona kama China hapo, unajua tu China ni tumtutwa kazi saa 10 ya usiku na umbrella. So we hope it happened then.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, because I think anasema yeye anakuwa try kusema during Uhuru ilikuwa inamwagikaga hivi kwa side. So akaamua ku stop your story, but so aka create a new problem.
Yes.
So now it's about now trying to find,
so they have to think of a way of channeling the water. Either water pipe, iende hata through the ground, ye channel kwa drainage.
Na
because Nairobi tuna drainage systems.
Na inafaa kuenda at like at a very high speed.
Yes.
But another thing pia upenda kusema sana, upenda kusema ma politicians wa Kenya sometimes, ama most of the times they vote for things they don't even understand.
Yeah.
So how is that, can that ever be changed? Because
it can be changed. Ndo nimeleta idea nikasema, if we can find a way of even bringing in a bill to change history ya watu kama MPs coming from political parties, itakuwa easy. Because what I'll tell you, even majority of them are coerced to vote in certain ways. Marangapi umesikia president anasema, nataka nione MP wa UDA ule atapinga hii.
Yeah, atajua.
So they feel threatened. So if you are given instructions to pass a bill, will you even read it? Bill na kwa pages ngapi? Do you think they'll read it? Most of them are dunderheads. Do you think they'll read it?
Yeah.
Umenipata? But if we have independent candidates with independent minds, people will be reading, people who understand leadership. Lakini mambo hii ya chama na nini?
Yeah.
So if a bill is to pass, they just have to talk to leaders of each party. Waipa anaitwa ODM, UDA.
Yeah.
Wanapewa ile watapewa, itapitishwa. Wale wamepinga, I'll give you an example. There's this lady, courageous lady from Kiambu, anaitwa Wamushomba.
Yeah.
Alipinga hii mambo ya housing. Squeeze yani hata hakuna mtu wa UDA umsalimia.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Just because of saying the truth. And that is the stupidity, lazima tumalize hii nchi. Nasikia opponent wake ule alikuwa number 2, ndio sikuizi anapewa funds na gava afanye projects huko Kiambu.
Oh, okay. Kuzo Mshomba sisi tunamjua hapa, kuzo kuna time kwa mejam na gava alafu akasema iko nene alinibambambaya.
Yes, alipiga slogan yako.
Yeah, alitoa iko nene.
Imagine anasema tu kweli. Lakini asifikiri yako alone, kuna watu tunamwangalia. Tunapenda hiyo kitu wanafanya.
Yeah.
Naendele kuwa na hiyo courage. That is the spirit we want. That is the spirit we want in this country.
So lakini sasa hizi vitu zote zilo nasema, na feel ni kama the people who can actually change this, si millennials, ni Gen Z. So how do we get them involved? Kwa sasa ndio watu tutaanza kuambia this independent candidate will make sure TikTok is never banned. It's going to make sure freedom of speech stays. It's going to make sure, because meta nikiangalia hii job tunafanya, hatuwezi enda Rwanda tuanzishe podcast kai ni kuuliza maswali juu ya Kagame. Tunasikia kokok, alafu tuchukuliwe. But hapa we can talk about Ruto. Najua that's because of freedom of speech.
Yes.
But if this is taken away, because vile itaanza, let's start with TikTok. After TikTok itakuwa sini freedom of speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're causing, you're spreading disinformation. Yeah, that's what they say.
Like most of these other platforms wajua zina control wana the West.
Mm.
Now ndo wanaleta hizi policy.
Yeah.
So zitakuwa ni censorship. I saw the other day in America, the FBI have started raiding houses of people just because of in the name of
ile
hateful messages and stuff. But it's people just speaking out their mind, you know. It's the First Amendment in America here. It's Article 1 one. It's your right, freedom of speech. Your views, you have a right to speak them. If someone disputes it, akuja kudispute, akifeel umeongea mbaya, there's a rule of law inafaafate. Lakini sifai kukuvictimize because unaongea na unaongea ukweli. Ama you're speaking your mind out when you get.
Yeah.
But believe you me, with the way Kenya is moving, by December, January, utaona Gen Z wenyewe ndio watakuwa wanauliza form ni gani. Itawafikia. The good thing with the, you know, what people don't know about poor leadership. Poor leadership, when the leadership is rotten at the top, unasema samaki inaanza kuoza kwa kichwa. When it rots from the top, hata huku chini tutaona poor leadership. It affects kila mtu. It affects, that's why there's disorder in the country. Because the head is not okay. That is the reality. Imefika tu mahali lazima tuongee.
Umesema lakini uongeage juu individuals, but health unakuonaje? Is it the head, the president, ama is it is it the shoulder nakumicha?
Nakumicha, unasema nani, sijui ni demeo tangula ama unasemaje?
Yeah,
unasikia wa Kenya unasema hivyo.
Okay, damn.
Nimesikia, nimeona, unajua sijui.
After zile vita na bibi.
Nimesikia ni mtu wake.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sasa, unajua sasa ndio nilikuwa nakuambia appointments based on merit.
Oh, is it to see, this is a boardroom, this is a bedroom, eh?
Unaangalia hata ministry hiyo ya health. Kuna huyu acting director. Amekuwa acting 3 years. Sasa hataki kumuappoint. Sijui anaitwa Amoth. Sijui hata yeye ndio aje. Msikia watu wanasema sijui wanataka kuweka sijui mkale ama sijui nini, kuna vurugu. That's what I'm hearing, you know. That's just what I heard. I'm not confirming that. But ule jamaa tumekuwa tukimwatch, ile kazi tunaona anaiweza tangu time ya COVID, you know? But amekuwaga acting. Na position kaa hiyo nasikia ifai kuwa left acting for a long time. Unajua anything to do with health, it is very crucial.
But unajua Amoth na Amolo is go close, yeah? Sasa. Every time wanamuita jina, atafikiria jiarao.
You see, even till today, the doctors are on strike, bro. Umesikia president akiongelelea?
Yeah, haja bonga history.
Umesikia Raila akiongelelea? So Kenyans, you are alone. You're on your own. Yes, that is the truth.
Yeah.
Maze tuko self. Hata gazeti ya jana nafikiri headline ilikuwa bunge limetekwa nyara, wa Kenya mjipange. Mjipange. Ni kubeard. So tusipochanuana sisi wenyewe kwa wenyewe,
kanaenda kutunukia.
The country is going to the dogs big time. Big time.
Okay, big time.
Yani hii ndio ile tu mwaka ya kusema ukweli. Na and I don't know where why the leadership at the top don't get it, eh? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Kenyans of today, they just want the truth. They don't want good news. Don't lie to them. Just tell them you are sick, you need to start taking medicine. They are ready. That is what Kenyans are saying.
Yeah.
We tuambie tu mambo ni tight, tutajibambanya nayo. Let me tell you, Kenyans are the warmest people. Countries zingine kuna measures uwezi weka hizi, unaona radical measures zinakuwa implemented. Country kama Sudan walileta revolution juu ya kuongeza bei ya mkate, bro. Mkate. Loaf of bread. Inchi paka leo ni moto, paka leo ijaipo. Umenipata? But for us, we are warm. Na saa ingine nafikiri hiyo warmness sana ndio inafanya hao watu wanazembea na wanatuona mafala.
Wanatake advantage.
But inafaa waamke, because nimekuambia Wakenya sasa hivi wamenyamaza. Si ati juu ni mafala. Naongea, ukitembea tunaongea na watu.
Okay.
Watu wanafika ile level sasa ku explode hata ni anytime. Na si poa. Hii ndio country tuko nayo.
yeah.
inafaa to resonate pamoja.
Okay.
Hii mambo ya games ya siasa huku mnatuambia hivi, nyuma ya curtain mna kiss. Hizo stories ziishe tu. Ziishe.
Okay.
Tujue tu tunajengea future hai watoi wetu nchi. Tuna pass, it's like a river. We are passing. Tusiache Kenya worse than we found it.
Umesema afya tunafaa kudiscuss kwa bedroom ni STIs. See appointments. Okay. Hey, good ajo, tumeshukuru sana. Tuna hope kukuona more active in the political space. Kuzi kitu ni kuchanuana.
Yes. Wacha
watu wachanuane. Then tuta make decisions zetu kumbele. I think hiyo vile ulisema. Wakenya tukiendelea na hiyo story, lazima uchotewe ndio ufanye kitu. Tutashinda tu tukisafa hivi forever. Lazima ifike level ya sawa. Kuna fakota na ile kula kwa nani but kura kwa mwingine.
Hiyo
pia inaweza happen. Haja uwezi kataa do, because I think there are politicians who can never survive without handouts, kupatiana handouts.
Yes.
So hawa na exist. But hey, tumeshukuru sana. Imekuwa ni episode
293.
Yeah, 293. So kama kawaida vile susemaga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 293 tukisema eko nene.